Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hello everyone, this is Mark and welcome back to the Candleshore podcast. This is show number 2. Let me refer back to show number 1 and I hope that you heard it about self-esteem, and if you did, then I hope I want to encourage you to continue to think about things and perhaps do things to be proud of yourself, to make yourself proud of yourself, and people to be proud of you. And again, I believe that this is a good way to begin developing good self-esteem. I want to thank all of you who sent me email comments about last week's show. I appreciate the support for the show, and of course, my email address for those of you who wish to send more comments, and of course, you can always send emails in, it's musicman@candleshore.com. M-U-S-I-C-M-A-N at C-A-N-D-L-E-S-H-O-R-E.com. The topic I want to talk about today is that of personal truth. And before I begin, let me say that I don't want anyone thinking that I'm somehow jaded or I'm seeking an avenue to vent my frustrations or that I've lost faith in people. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, I want you all to know that I truly do believe that, generally speaking, people are basically good and that people are basically honest. I started thinking about truth in general this week. When a friend of mine told me the following, and we'll go further with it. He asked his girlfriend, let's say my friend, let's just throw some names to keep things straight. Let's just say Don asked his girlfriend, Tina, if she had spoken to her ex-boyfriend on the phone. And she told him no. He finds out a couple of days later that she has in fact spoken to her but she did in fact communicate with her boyfriend and saw her boyfriend. When he found out about it, he asked her, he said, you know, you told me that you hadn't spoken to him on the phone. And she said, well, you said, have I spoken to him on the phone? We've been communicating via email, and in chat rooms. So she said, well, so I didn't lie. Well, clearly the spirit of his question really was to ask if she'd had any communication with her ex-boyfriend. For her to state that on a technicality he had mentioned on the phone, to me seems to rationalize a lie. And she felt totally comfortable in this. And so she asked her friends if she was wrong, and they said, no, he asked you about the phone. Well, he asked, Don asked me, and I said, well, yeah, I'd call that a lie. Because to me, and I know his ex-girlfriend, I think she has very little personal truth. And I'm sure, I'm absolutely positive, that if the situation had been reversed, she would have had a problem with his answer as well. So then I began thinking about personal truth. It seems to me that in the society that I live in, and the time in which I live, truth as a whole has become more of a situational concept than an absolute one. And I got to tell you, this really upsets me, and it makes me feel very sorry for all of us that we aren't doing more to go back to the quote unquote old ways of truth being an absolute construct. So where does personal truth begin? How do we begin to develop it? Well, I kind of got ahead of myself just now. What I wanted to state first was that I've always considered personal truth to be that knowledge that we face when we are alone, absolutely alone. I used to say in the midnight hour. We have to look at ourselves objectively. I've heard a lot of people say over the years, you know, when I look in the mirror and what I see, I don't like. They're referring to maybe getting a little older and seeing some wrinkles here and there. But I'd like to also think that applies to a person's spirit and their emotions and their personality as well. Who they see looking back at them in the proverbial mirror. That is personal truth to me. So how do we begin to develop personal truth? Well, I think one of the best ways is to employ the old golden rule. I don't know if that's taught to children anymore, but it certainly was taught when I was a youngster. And it states simply, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Simply put, it means use yourself as a yardstick of behavior. When you do something or say something, you should, on a conscious level, ask yourself, would you appreciate the same statements or the same behavior in others? This is a great yardstick. It's not easy to learn how to do this. It takes a lifetime to be able to do it on a consistent and objective basis. But it begins with the golden rule. You know, I know a lot of people who will say to someone, okay, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. And then 10 minutes goes by, 20 minutes a day, 2 days, and they don't call back. And although it's really never happened to me, just for those of you who think it has, certainly not within my memory anyway, you should ask yourself, if someone were to do that to you, how would you feel? I have a friend of mine who has a family friend who is going to fix his computer. And the friend said that they were going to show up there on 4 different occasions. And in all 4 occasions, they did not show up, nor did they even give a phone call to say they were canceling. And so to me, I don't think that person would like that behavior done to him. So I'm just absolutely amazed that that sort of thing happened. But it does. It does happen all the time. You know, people tend to project their personalities, their beliefs, onto society and onto others. There are people in our, I'm sure, our circle of friends, your circle of friends as well as mine, that are perceived as being naive, because they tend to believe everything that they read or everything that they hear or just someone tells them. And I like to think that this is because that these seemingly naive people tell the truth themselves. And so, when you tell the truth yourself, you tend to believe that other people are telling you the truth. And so, consequently, when people, I know a few of these people who always think that everybody's lying to them on some level. It makes me wonder if they themselves are not lying to me and other folks, as well as to themselves. So, because I do believe that as a society, as on an individual basis as well, we tend to project. It's certainly been a problem for me. In my lifetime, I tend to be direct with people in terms of how I feel and my expectations. And I have, over the years, mistakenly assumed that people were being direct with me. So if I ask someone a question, I assume I'm getting the truth, because were they to ask me the same question or something similar, I would tell them the truth. Now, of course, I don't want to make you think that I'm saying, you know, that I'm direct in terms of being cruel or abrasive. But certainly there is, you know, tact plays a part in this. But anyway, I've been disappointed over the years in some situations, and I've had to learn that not everyone is going to respond to me the way that I would like them to respond. So the best that I can do is certainly respond to them in a way that I want to be responded to, if that didn't get too confusing, and I really hope it didn't. So I want you to think about personal truth this week. I want you to ask yourself some hard questions. You need to acknowledge your successes, and you need to acknowledge your failures as well. Think about things where, situations in which you could have done better. I tell my friends, if, and I think they know, that at the end of the day, I go over every encounter I had during the day, and I really do ask myself, could I have done better? Is there something more I could have done, or did I do too much? You know, everybody is fond of saying, well, no one is perfect. And while this is absolutely true, it doesn't mean that someone cannot seek perfection. And that is a very honorable goal, to seek perfection. You're never going to get there, but it's the reward is in the journey, not the destination. I hope this helps, because to me, we can begin to change the world by changing ourselves. If you want to improve the world, begin by improving yourself. And everyone will see that. And it's like a rippling effect. I'm sure you're all familiar with that concept. So I hope this helps you. Let me give you my contact information. My name is Mark Taylor. You can subscribe or listen to this podcast by going to http://feeds.feedburner.com. Of course, you can go to the website. My website is www.candleshore.com. And, of course, my email address is musicman@candleshore.com. So remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.